three groups or rooms. And the general strategy of the partner, we have to keep a very keen eye on that. And the government committee also pleases to make their commitment in regard to the oversight function and also in regard to businesses and partners and entities in those in the various provinces that the turnaround strategy that we spoke about is indeed making progress. Now, why do you comment that I would like to make that I do so after members of the portfolio committee can to articulate the comments of terms and suggestions. So we commence with Honorable Wu. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you very much for the presentation. I've got a few concerns. And one of the things that I, coming out of this presentation, for me, is that it doesn't really inspire a lot of confidence in the findings that you have articulated here. It appears actually that the department has been rattled for quite some time with the kind of findings that presented in this presentation. For example, when you say regular expenditure amounted to approximately 35 million, that this is, however, important to note that PMTE revisited prior years expenditure during the year under review. That does not say how many years back. It doesn't indicate how many years back the review has been done. So it appears to me that there was actually no reviews at all over those years. So no reporting whatsoever. Which is, I think, should be very worrying. As far as I'm concerned, it's a lack of accountability in the department. The other concern I have is that one of your findings was that there was no monthly leave calculation that was done. Leave files and the leave system reliant, there's no correlation. I don't understand how an organization can run without having to find out when who is on leave at what time and reconciling those things together. Because anyone can take leave at time, even when they don't have leave days. And that's a very serious concern for me. My other serious concern is about the expanded public works program. Your finding says that there was a lack of oversight in ensuring that payments are only made to public beneficiaries. That's very serious. But then you do not say who were being paid for what they were not supposed to be paid. Who are these invalid beneficiaries? My last question is the issue of lack of effective and appropriate disciplinary steps that were taken against officials that were found to have been in the wrong. That there was lack of serious disciplinary action for transgressors against transgressors. All of these things to me, Chairperson, point to a department that is not functional. Absolutely dysfunctional. And then you have got so much money that's being handled by this department. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. The next Honorable Member to raise their hand was Honorable
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for assuming that this information is just an ad hoc plan. What I'd love to find out today is just in if the findings
up to date and up to speed and up to standard,
that they complained about the oversight of the incomes. Because they, in terms of what is here done by the department, has done tremendously in bringing down and in terms of trying to do the right things. But I think with too much focus on things in the department, it could have been that there is a lack of oversight. All of the entities, maybe a slip, this is an Afrikaans, that was slip, this is in the vehicle, to be born, to qualify for the school. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that note of the public part. You are moving forward fast and conservative.
Thank you very much, wonderful member. I would like to welcome the Minister of Public Works. You are welcome, Minister. I must say you are visiting.
Yeah.
Based on your Director General of the Department and other officials also here, it was just before he left. And I said that communication between the Secretary of the Committee to the Director General one that we are expecting the department at 12 noon. Is that correct, Alphonse? So you are very busy. So you have got a swine. You look very lonely there without it. But you are in very good company.
No, I've got an MP. I can
have my life. Members of the executives, everyone is a member of parliament. Before you are a world chairperson, deputy minister, minister, you are ordinary MP.
But with a special need, so
everyone is from
worried about that.
And so it's a terrific chair. But I'm very comfortable that the members will continue to raise the issues that they want to raise with the Auditor General's office, and then later on when the component of the ministry is here, the department is here, we will continue to ask those definite questions directly to department and the ministry at the appropriate time. But right now, our focus remains the other teachers and the assistance that they are entering for. Shall we? Okay, let me think, Honorable Sod, and then thereafter we have a rejoinder from the Quality General's Office. Honorable Sod.
As soon as possible, so that we can become more than usual, not the developed over the years, and that's why I also think that slide from the explanation and to actually talk to people on the forum side, that is an impact from the year 2001. And you said that the portfolio policy to ensure that all the first investors also not safe enough to our accounts and also that comes to this part. What is this issue today is actually the start of that. So the audit is not mandated to audit and report. We make the information available and we use them for Parliament and the committees of Parliament to act on those findings before we have an investigation. However, what we do to try and help is that throughout the years we've got regular engagements with management, with the accounting officer, with the accounting authority, and even with ministers to empower everyone to be able to track. And there was a question from on the fact that the outcomes of the fire team and redressed and what they may be the responsibility teaching officers and counselors to help us get into the question of the diagnosis. It's very fearful that it's about systems, processes, internal audit that should be there, internal audit that should be focusing on these systems, evaluating these systems, giving feedback on the data and basis to the accounting officer, to the board from the available list and the office start in place. So there are mechanisms in here to also help the accounting officer to be able to understand whether there are any gaps in the accounting and security practices, supply management, and even the operation to compliance with all the the question about the removal register, the custodians of the removal asset register is the accounting officer of the Department of Public Works. As I indicated earlier on, the removal asset has moved from the department to the trading agency, but the accounting officer of the trading agency currently still is the national director general. So the national agency is then held by the trading agency. I think the important is that when one gets to provincial level, it becomes a bit more challenging because it's important to identify provincial level, whether it's a provincial asset or whether it's a national asset. I think that's why there was such a lot of 3-4 years to identify all assets and put them in an international asset or a national asset. This could be any challenges with that. I think I'm going to hand over to you that will just explain Jefferson in a bit more detail the defining around expanded public works.
Thank you. Thank you, Jefferson. So also the expanded public works program, I think the question was is the assignments that are supposed to might be invalid issues. So I'm just going to clarify that. I think the crux of the matter with the expanded public works program for us was that we were unable to determine whether the funds were only made available to the industry. And that was as a result of the fact that we were unable to obtain valid corroborating supporting information when it came to those things. For example, if you go somewhere and they were saying this person was AI number work on the project and you ask for a copy of the project or know that these are the for example, and the people at the implementing agents were unable to find it. So from our perspective, what you need in the annual report actually says that there was a lack of oversight in ensuring the claims were only money that had been issued. In other words, if we were unable to establish whether the person that paid is a valid industry, compliant with the requirements of the program, then how does the deposit So the crux of the matter then would be that this was due to a lack of supporting documentation and a lack of proper records management system so that it could be used.
Jefferson, you probably will need to clarify the matter on the two things that are in the back.
Having my mind on how to do it. from the cabinet and from the organization. I see here the issue of access and also the stigma with other one parties. So this is definitely the also and I know any different issues. So if I can get that one. Another thing is the issue of refugee. Erasmus and graduation was a detachment from the Spanish. This has been a problem for many, many years. That the refugee can talk to the end that was able to generate up with her. So even when I'm in the Shanghai or the support, there are no refugees in the region. Is there no other way in which the authors are not able to conduct any workshops to the detachment or
thank you very much, Honorable Member. Yes, then Honorable Sharka.
Thank you, sir. I refer to the Hunger report where we did that the Hunger pressure is sending on the that leads not to follow the COPA process. I don't know if it's possible who puts pressure on the officials when doing the audit. And also, if that is the case, does that justify the supply chain management? Thank you.
we don't want to engage your expertise and services once a year when we are dealing with the annual report, when we are basically doing a post-mortem. We'd rather be engaged with you while the patient is alive. If the patient is very well, all of us will be happy. If the patient gets sick, we'll have to consult with you what are the issues before it becomes an ICU and permanent case. So continue engaging with you. And also what I like about your report, or one of the papers that you spoke to, is also to remind the portfolio committee about the issues that it as a portfolio committee committed to take on. So you are also reminding us of the work that has been previously done by the portfolio committee and what we said to do. So it's our responsibility to carry out those assets and responsibility. And more importantly, it's also your responsibility in fact, where you find that we are not caring about our responsibilities, but in fact, where we are remaining carrying out our responsibilities. So somebody has to supervise the supervisors. Good talk, thank you very much. We leave it at this. Members, as we admit the department and the officials and the ministry that we are ready for the engagement, I'm sure we'll have a brief interregnum of 10 minutes between now and then. Everyone, thank you very much. We have some time for a coffee break. Thank you.